how the product is advertised and who is advertising it.
For example?
Well, if it's someone I respect, you know, like a famous sportsman or actor, that can certainly make a difference. I know it shouldn't, really, but it does.
And where do you buy most of these products? The high street? The internet?
Most people seem to avoid shops these days, don't they? For things like that. They think they can get things cheaper on the internet.
Right.
But I find that if you say to a shop assistant that you can get a new camera, for example, for £100 on the internet, they'll often match the price.
Mm.
So that's where I go.
Any other advantages?
Well, you get personal service and you don't have to wait for the product to be delivered. Ordering online means you have to wait, sometimes for ages, to get the things you've just bought. I hate that. I guess I'm just very impatient.
Okay, one final question. Do you ever see a product and think, I've absolutely got to get one of those?
Oh, all the time, especially if I'm walking past a shop and I see a new electronic item in the window, especially if it's unusual, you know, something I've never seen before. It takes a lot of willpower.
Unit 4, Track 10.
Hello, Joe. Good to see you again.
Hi, you too.
So, how did you get on with the devices we asked you to test for us?
Oh, fine. Well, mostly.
OK. Well, we'll come back to those in a minute. First of all, I was wondering if I could ask you a few questions about your attitude to new electrical products. This will help us with future marketing. Is that OK?
Sure.
OK. First of all, how much do you spend on electronic items a month?
Let me see. I don't earn a lot, so I don't have much left after I've paid for things like rent, bills, food and so on. Anything else is a luxury. So I'd guess about 5%, maybe 10% of my monthly salary.
All right. And what influences you in your choice of product? Say you wanted a new mobile phone. How would you decide which one to buy?
Well, first I look at reviews on the internet, you know, what other customers think about them. Then I'll ask my friends what they think. In fact, their opinions are probably more important than anything.
How much does advertising help you choose a product?
Oh, I think that depends on